This is Witness More with Matthew Jonathan and Walter the Dog. Welcome to the podcast. We'll be exploring everything from the paranormal to the strange to the overall unexplained. Sit back, relax, enjoy the journey, and get ready to witness more. Good evening. Welcome to this episode of It's Not Evening, Witness More. Well, we don't know what time it is or people are listening. You can listen to it at any point in time.
I think more people listen during the day.
You think?
Yeah.
Like on the way to and from work? I think a lot of people listen to a podcast before they go to bed. Instead of watching television. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Just kind of what I was thinking. I don't know.
But when do you listen most?
Honestly, it's going to be during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Me too. And
okay.
I do listen a lot in the car.
Yeah. All right. So, good day?
Yeah.
Good day.
We're also English.
Good day.
Crikey. We've got to tell ghost stories today.
Can you introduce us? Okay. So, good day. Welcome to another episode of Witness More with Matthew and Jonathan. Sit back, relax, get ready to go on a voyage into the unexplained.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely doing that today.
Yeah. So, today, we're going to talk ghost stories. We've both had a few experiences in our lives, and we're just going to tell the stories. And then afterwards, we encourage you to email us your favorite ghost story, preferably personal experiences.
Yeah. Because we can both Google a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, I can Google the plot to the movie Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think we're pretty much, I think we are pretty well familiarized with
have you been drinking this evening?
For guys, it's not evening.
Well, this for us, we're recording the whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to argue with me all day about this.
About what time of day it is?
Yes.
I mean, technically it's 2:40 in the afternoon, but still. I have a nice cup of coffee. So we're going to tell some ghost stories. And we both, I think, are on the same page that ghosts are real, that there's something else beyond this life. And I think a lot of people might disagree with that, but that's
someone
personal opinion.
My opinion on that's kind of changed a little bit in the last couple of years.
Really?
Well,
it's disappointing.
So abandoned hospitals and prisons are always super haunted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't just like random, like everywhere? The world's been around for hundreds of thousands of years.
It's about 10,000. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, hundreds of thousands.
How is it about 10,000?
10,000.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not. We're going to talk about this for an episode.
Why do you think the world is only 10,000 years old?
I just think it's like 10,000, maybe 12,000 years old. I don't think it's
so. Let me ask you this.
Hundreds of millions of years.
So you don't believe dinosaurs existed 100 million years ago?
No, 100 million years ago.
There's evidence. Oh, God. I know what you're going to do with this. What? But there's artifacts that have been found that have been probably dated to 30,000 or 40,000 years ago. Oh, God. So you think the world is 10,000 years old?
Earth. 10 to 12.
You think it was created 10,000? 10,000 years ago?
It was created in a tent, like a concussion tent.
Or do you think humanity has only been around for that long?
I think humanity has been around just about as long as Earth has been around. I guess it depends on what you consider how Earth was created.
Okay. I don't want to spend any more time
on this. Yeah, so anyways, right, ghost stories. So you think that...
Let's go with your 10,000 bullshit. There's dead people. People die all over the place.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
Native Americans died on this, well, I was going to say for a while, but you may only think a couple hundred years. But why aren't all places haunted?
Because prisons and hospitals.
Do you think it has to do with how people die?
How people die and just their life near the end. You know, that's why prisons and hospitals, I think a lot of people die in prisons and hospitals.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, those are more likely to be haunted. Like,
because trauma,
battlefields,
and regret.
Battlefields are haunted, too. There's hauntings in a lot of, like, Civil War battlefields.
Okay.
You know, some of them have been documented.
Why just Civil War, then?
Well, they're probably, I mean, I'm sure that there's, I mean, I guess if you go to the beaches of Normandy, you can probably pick up paranormal activity. A lot of people died there, too. I just don't know if anybody's really ever, I have to look it up. I never thought about it. I don't know if anybody's ever investigated the beaches of Normandy and World War II battlefields. Yeah, if you think about, and again, I don't watch a lot of European haunting stuff. You know, a lot of stuff I watch is, you know, United States based,
mm-hmm.
you know. All those Travel Channel shows and
yeah. Anyways, I do think there is. I don't know if I believe that ghosts are necessarily people that pass away that are just kind of stuck. It could be. That's what I used to always think it was. I'm not too sure about that anymore.
Yeah, I think that's. You know, because then you got to break down, hey, is there intelligent hauntings? Is it not intelligent?
Yeah.
You know, there's some that
some people say that all ghosts are demons. Some people don't believe in demons. There's so much out there. It could be anything.
Right.
And I've kind of expanded my opinion that it could just be more than somebody who died and their soul stuck there.
Right. I think that's a lot of it. You know, I think, you know, maybe you're given a choice. You know, hey. You know, there's still stuff I want to see. There's still stuff I wanted to do. You know, my life was cut too short and you get a chance to kind of bum around Earth and travel a little bit. It's a ghost. Sure. And you're like, oh, okay, let me go see. Never saw Mount Rushmore. And then you wind up around Mount Rushmore with a little ghost fanny pack and you close binoculars. But I mean, you know, you just get a chance to do stuff you didn't do before you wind up in your, you know. Yeah, but I mean, a lot of it's religion based too. You know, is it a purgatory? You know, is it, you know, is there reincarnation? Yeah, you know, I mean, Buddhists think that, you know, each time you come back as something a little bit greater if you lived a good life.
Not all Buddhists think that.
Well, but the main crux of reincarnation is from Buddhism is that. But you don't, I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, we're not going to know till we die. But, you know, there's, you know, like I said, there's a lot of stories out there that give credence to the fact that there's options after death.
I have a friend whose mother passed away not too long ago. Uh-huh. I mean, like weeks ago. And she is the primary caretaker. Her mom lived with her.
Uh-huh.
And she said when her mom died, like at 2:00 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But she said right before her mom died, she got like a huge smile on her face. Her eyes were open. She was looking all around the room and the room also got really, really warm. And then, and she also said she looked a whole lot younger too. Like this woman was maybe in her 70s, somewhere around there. But she said when she passed away, she looked like she would in a picture of her from the 70s. She said it was amazing. She just, it like all her skin tightened up and she thinks because she's super Catholic, she thinks that that's how her mom pictures herself in her head, like as her best years. And that's how she wanted to look when she died. Anyways, right after she passed away, the smile and the eyes wide open stuck. But she said almost immediately the room dropped back down to a normal temperature. And she thinks that there were a bunch of angels and other spirits in the room at the time that just kind of warmed it up and made it a nice place for her to go.
That's a possibility. I know that, you know, I was having this conversation with a, not that it matters, but a Episcopalian pastor. And he said that his mom was in a hospital and he was with her and he had a dream that some angels came and took his mom from the room, and that she looked like she was 30 years old and was like walking away into a big bright light, and she like turned around and like waved goodbye. And then he woke up to the sound of the, like the, I guess the heart monitor or whatever monitors they have going off. And the nurses came in, and within minutes she was pronounced dead.
I've heard a few things like that.
So he thought that he was able to, he said, well, you know, God, let me see my mother being taken into heaven. And that's why she lived younger. And that's why there's a bright lights and angels were escorting her. So, I mean, I don't think he's lying about it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that I've heard that story pretty similar from a few different people. And they're people that I talk to. It's not like I read them on the internet, you know?
Right.
So you would trust someone you're talking to versus pretty much anything that you would read on the internet.
Well, yeah, I can go to the internet and write whatever
I want. Yeah.
It's fiction. Pass off as fake.
Yeah. Like the Bible.
Okay. So, you know, but that's, you know, notwithstanding, you know, people have personal experiences. And I know you've had a couple that you want to talk about. I've got a couple I'd like to talk about and just kind of share with the audience.
Last week, you mentioned one at work.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that. And I didn't want to ask you about it because I want to, well, I want you to tell me like I'm hearing it for the first time. Even though you've told me before, I can't remember. Yeah.
So the, so I worked at a bank branch. This probably would have been maybe 10 years ago by now. So anyone who's worked at a bank knows that, you know, you got to go in, you just kind of walk the place, right? Make sure that no one's there, make sure that it's safe. And then, you know, you kind of quote unquote clear the building. So I'd usually be the first to work, and so I would do that. So there's one day, actually two things happened at that location. So there's one time I went in and I opened up the door and I heard a door slam shut. And I was like, oh crap, there's somebody here.
Or a draft of wind.
No, it wasn't a draft of wind, and I'll get to why later. So I heard a door slam shut, like, you know, boom, boom. You know what I mean? Like it hit. Came back open to hit again. So I knew it was an unlatched door. So the bathrooms are the only ones that are really unlatched. So I went right and looked.
Hold on. You don't have, oh, you mean, oh, because you turned the latch.
No. They're just like, there's push doors. So you push the door to go in to the bathroom.
And you can't lock it?
Well, it's a big bathroom with like four stalls.
And the stalls don't have locks on
them? The stalls have locks on them. Oh. The door to go into the bathroom.
Okay.
So there's a door.
Yes. So, yes. I
can. Okay. So the door that goes in, you just kind of push that open, right? Uh-huh. It's got, you know, it's got the little bar on the top. It's, yeah. So it, but that door doesn't latch shut. Not like the break room door. Not like the office supply room door. All those doors have handles. The bathroom door is just ones you push, push open. So it was one of those ones. So I went through, I looked all over the place. I couldn't find anything. Nothing at all. Like there's no one there. And it wouldn't make sense that I open up one door. That's not going to create a draft around three corners and 50 feet away. That door was open and headed. So the second person to come in, you know, I was like, all right, hey, here's what I heard. Double check. Make sure that you don't think anyone's there. We went through every square inch of that building and there was another soul in the place. So I'm like, okay.
Interesting use of terminology.
Thank you. I said, okay, let's go back. And so we finally figured out that the noise I heard was the girl's bathroom door from about a foot open, like at 3 feet open, it was much louder.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, it was about a foot open, slammed, opened itself and slammed again. So that door was about a foot open when I was walking in. So I don't know if it was that day, the next day or whatever. So that story kind of went around. And then one of the female employees is like, oh yeah, no, I really think that the girl's bathroom is haunted. I hear stuff and I hear weird things in there all the time. I think there's somebody in that bathroom. But okay. So then I started looking at him like, hey, is this branch a haunted branch? Like, are there, you know, so I started asking some people who used to work there before, well before me. And yeah, a lot of people have very weird stories that happen at that location. So fast forward to the story that I was telling you about. So again, same thing, went in, looked at the whole place, not another soul around, no one was there. You know, my first thing I'd always do would be to go in and make coffee. So I'm sitting there at the coffee machine and you know, you kind of go in a break room, it's a big rectangle. And on one side is where the sink and the coffee maker was. There's a table in the middle. On the other side of the room was just like shelving, like shelves, right? Had some office supplies there. There's a TV on one of the shelves. TV was off at the time. So there's nothing, no radios, no intercoms, no anything. So I'm in there making coffee and I put the coffee in and I go to hit start and I hear from right behind me, so I thought like someone else was back there. So I turned around, I'm like, hey, what? Like no one's there. I'm like, what is that? Where did that come from? Like, what is that? So I looked around and again, I was the only person in the building the whole time. A couple minutes later, someone else came in and like, you could see I was like visibly shaking. Like, what's going on? I'm like, well, I was carrying my coffee and I heard from behind me, like no more than a foot behind me, someone go, hi, just like that. So there's no, like I said, there's no piping. There's no nothing. The TV was off. It's not like, I mean, there's no other explanation than, well, I'm sure someone can come up with another explanation, but I really think it was one of the ghosts.
What other explanation could someone come up with?
You know, people are going to say, hey, it's your imagination.
Oh.
Hey, you're hearing things. I don't put credence in that because I wasn't thinking at the time, gee, where does a ghost appear? You know what I mean? Like I would, like if, I think if you're going someplace, you're like, hey, there's ghosts here. Hey, I need to be careful.
Yeah, like when we went ghost hunting at that place up north and there was that lady on the tour that everywhere we went, she's like, oh, I can feel it. I hear them.
Right. Because you're so like psyched up for it that you experience it. Or even remember we went to that one cemetery. We kept hearing like chains clanking. It took us forever to figure out that it was the rope on the flagpole. Remember that?
I don't know, but I believe you. It was you and me. Baseline. Yeah.
And we were just like looking.
It was after we got those meters.
Right. We're like, hey, I keep hearing that clanking like the chain.
Mm-hmm.
That turns out that was just the rope on the flagpole hitting it from the wind. But yeah, so I think if you're hyped, I think if I went to work that day and thought, oh, it's haunted, I'm going to hear a ghost. Yeah, probably.
Is that the voice you hear in your head when you think to yourself?
Sometimes. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Oh.
So, I mean, I was talking to some friends of mine who work there. And so above, so if you think about that building as a long rectangle, in the front half of the building, there was an upstairs to it, but the upstairs didn't encompass the entire roof. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So there was a storage attic upstairs. And then out, like if you were to like take that wall out, you'd have the roof. And there really is no roof access, but through that upstairs, through the second floor. So right above where there is no storage, right above where there's no attic and it's just rooftop. A buddy of mine had his desk there. I had a desk in the same spot, but he was there before me. And he would say that he's like, yeah, I'd be sitting at work. You know, the place would be closed. It'd be 6:30 at night. I'd be doing stuff. And I would hear footsteps above me all the time. He's like, and I know there's no one on the roof and there's no second floor there. He's like, it's just the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd always hear like footsteps up there. You know, there's another lady who, when she would work late, she would hear the sound of a telephone, like the old ringing telephone, like a modern day telephone, but like one from, you know, back in the day. I'd be sitting there doing nothing. I hear paper shuffling and then I hear this telephone ring. And she goes, there's just no phone in this building that makes that ring. It's that old, the bell with the
hammer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like there's. Yeah, she's like, and she was the one that said that the girl's bathroom was haunted. And I always wanted to like stick around and one night and investigate it.
Commit a crime.
Oh, keep make a glory hole. But you know, it just always wanted to like investigate it, and she would never stay. She's like, I'm not staying much past dark. I'm too scared. There was a I talked to one of the branch managers, and you know, she had a cleaning person quit like in the middle of cleaning one day. And she came in the next day and like it hadn't been done, which is kind of a mess. And there was a voicemail from the cleaning company that said that the person that was there, it was like 8 o'clock at night, and saw someone walking through the lobby and went to wave hi, thought it was an employee, said hi, the person looked, disappeared. And that person went around to the other side of where the Turkish was by the teller line, went out to where like the lobby was, and looked around, there's no one around, got scared, locked up and left, and didn't even finish her job. That might fall back to that place is haunted.
So, did she get fired?
No. No, I don't think she should get fired for that. I think that's a reasonable excuse not to.
So, do you have anything else?
I mean, it relates to just kind of like stuff that happened, you know, more recently than anything. I mean, I think those are the big places. Those are the big stories for my life would be from that branch that had, I guess, documented history of hauntings. You know, I mean, like I said, you and I went with that group out to Vulture Mine. You know, some weird things happened there.
I don't think
the dowsing sticks.
Incredible.
Were you there when they did the dowsing sticks?
That had to be over 15 years ago, right? Or around there. I don't really remember.
Okay. Yeah, no, that, you know, unless they set stuff up, I think I was there by myself. I don't think you were there with me. And like, there's a strong odor of like chocolate chip cookies.
No, I
don't where the kitchen that. Was. Okay. Yeah. But again, that could have been, you know, could they have, I don't know if there's a chocolate chip cookie stink bomb you can set off, but I mean, who knows? But the dowsing sticks, I think you were there for the dowsing sticks. Only one of them.
I remember. Yeah. I do remember that. I didn't play with them. I think they let people know like, hey, if you want to use these. And I was like, I'm fine just watching it.
Yeah, no, that was interesting because of one different move. And it turns out that through a series of questions, it was a one-armed hooker or something like that. There was supposed to be that ghost.
There are specific questions.
Yeah, but it was a good 20 minutes that they were playing around with that to get to that point.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't someone from the organization who was using the dowsing sticks. It was somebody on the tour. And like, there's just one that keeps moving.
That's,
you can believe in those as a,
I would believe it more if I was doing it.
Right.
Like Ouija boards.
I experienced in high school with that.
I remember that. But with so many other people involved and people who want to believe, you could unconsciously, you could die. You could subconsciously be moving that little thing. And there's just, yeah. So you watch someone else use a dowsing stick, and I'm not going to take that as credible. I'm not saying it's.
It was weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. No, maybe so, that when we were there, I don't think we picked up anything with EVPs. I don't think we picked up anything.
There was
not a film.
No.
But I mean, there's, you know, that Vulture Mine, I mean, people died there. It's documented. It's supposed to be a documented haunted spot. But I've always wanted to go to. What is it? That hotel downtown. This was super haunted. Not the Westward Ho. The other one with a cool bar in it.
I know what you're talking about.
I'll think of the name of it.
So we're actually on my computer, and I have from the hotel in Jerome.
Huh?
Is it Jerome? The huge hotel.
The old mining town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have pictures. Hopefully this is the right file because I don't want to spend too much time with this. No. A cousin of mine And I went to this, it's supposed, I read that it was the inspiration for The Shining. But I think
that's
in Colorado. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's just a rumor. So you're thinking of San Carlos. Yes. So, oh, it's called the Grand Hotel in Jerome.
Okay.
And it, when it was being built, at least one guy died building the elevator shaft. And it's been about 7 years since I've been there. I used to go every year. And then 1 year it was featured on some travel channel and can't get a room there for less than a couple hundred dollars. And you have to book it like months in advance. So I haven't been there in a long time. But since it's known to be haunted, they give you what's for the EVP? Mm-hmm. They give you tools for that.
Voice recorder?
Yeah, but they're, you know, ghost hunting EVPs, so they're voice recorders that cost more money. They give you, if you don't have one, they'll give you a digital camera. This was also before everyone had phones on their camera. Phones on their cameras. That's what cell phones are nowadays. It's their cameras that make phone calls now. No one buys a phone because of its cellular capabilities. They buy a phone for everything else. Otherwise, everyone would have a flip phone instead of these $1,000 computers that we're carrying in our pockets.
I'm not disagreeing.
Okay. So some weird shit happened in that hotel. One time, a cousin and I stayed there, and we went into the stairwell, and there was a very thick odor that someone was smoking. But there was no smoke in the air. There was no one else. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. The place was empty. There was no one else in there. It was in January, so it was really cold. And somebody could have, you know, snuck a couple drags in. But also you're expecting that. So I don't think that it was made up in both of our heads that we smelled smoke. I think we did smell smoke. I just really don't think that there was any smoke there, if that makes sense. The EVPs would go off in front of certain rooms that the hotel staff confirmed were vacant. No one was in there. The most strange thing that happened, my cousin took a picture of me. Oh, when we smelled that smoke, I was like, let's take a picture and just see if there's anything. She took like five pictures, and in three of them, there's this cloud to my left. In the second one, the cloud moves above my head. Mm-hmm. Third one, it's above my right side, but way up higher in a corner. Like something was next to me.
Right.
And just
around you.
Yes. But it's very, very pronounced. I have the pictures still. I'll find them. And they're in no way edited, of course, because I don't care to do that really. But it, hands down for me, proves that there was something else, you know, a phantom with a nicotine addiction. But the staff the next day said that when it was a hospital, the staff would sneak into the stairwells to smoke.
Really?
But also staff member at a hotel, you know, they're going to tell you anything to keep you interested and want to come back.
I think these are pictures.
Yeah, I'll find them sometime.
Interesting. Yeah.
But that still doesn't beat all those stories I have at that apartment in San Diego.
Well, that's weird.
Do you want me to share?
Yes, I would. That's why we're doing this.
All right. So there's a lot of background to this apartment in San Diego and a lot of stories. I was in San Diego from 02 to 05, somewhere around there. And I had a one-bedroom apartment that really didn't have a square shape to it, like a lot of houses here. A lot of houses here are ranch style. This was, if anything, kind of shaped like a Y. The apartment
itself.
Yeah, off of one branch was my bedroom, and off the another branch of the Y was the living room, you know, TV, dining room, like that area. A hallway that went to the garage and went to had the bathroom in it. So, I mean, it wasn't, I'm just saying it wasn't a square.
Right.
And I lived there with a girlfriend who moved out. And, wow, I wanted to keep some details out, but I can't really with. So I was in the Navy at the time, and my girlfriend lived there when I was out on tour. And she would complain that I was having someone sneak in and steal stuff, which I wasn't doing.
Right.
But I remember one time she said that she just got back from grocery shopping and she bought a loaf of bread. And I don't know if it was minutes, hours, or days later, but the loaf of bread she couldn't find. I was like, oh, that's weird. Thinking back who that person was, I was like, you were probably drunk or stoned or something and just freaking threw it out and didn't realize it or whatever. But so, and she did that a couple of times, claimed that I was having someone go over there and take stuff or hide stuff. I'm like, no. This also, none of the ghost stuff happened until I got back. So we lived there together for a little while and we never experienced anything weird, me and her. But so she moved out. The place was super expensive and I was probably making like $40,000 or something and couldn't really afford it on my own. So I had a friend who needed a place to stay for a couple of months. He was in the transition of moving location, not body parts.
Okay.
He wasn't transitioning. he was moving and he just needed to crash someplace for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. So he gave me, I don't know, like maybe $200 or $300 and he slept on the couch. And I was, he also wasn't working. So he would just hang out, you know,
right.
Watch TV all day, sleep on the couch. And I would go to work every morning. And he would tell me that he would find himself in the middle of the night awake and staring into one corner of the room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He told me that on a few occasions. I was like, well, you sleep until noon. You're drinking a whole lot, like almost every night you're drinking. I was like, who knows what's going on in your brain or in your head right now? I just discounted as that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Didn't really think anything of it. And it was around that time I would pick up on shadow figures because of where the couch was. I could see down the hallway and I could see the mirror in the bathroom. And I would always think that there's a shadow. I would always see stuff in that mirror. But of course, when you look, there's nothing there. And then I was like, huh, that's weird. It happened too often enough that it couldn't be like just a one-off thing. So this was in, now we're in 2005. And I didn't have cable, so my buddy would buy DVD TV series, like, you know, season one of Lost or, and actually it was Lost. He's like, hey, I'm going to start watching this show called Lost. Do you want to watch with me? I was on my computer in my bedroom. I was like, yeah, let me know when you get it all loaded and you're ready to hit play. Like 20 minutes goes by. I'm like, what the hell? So I go out there. And the place is torn apart. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I can't find the remote. And this DVD, like almost all electronics now, has a power button. There's no play. You have to have the remote in order to play. So I'm like, okay, well, it's got to be somewhere. We spent probably about 2 hours looking for the remote. We looked in our cars. We looked in the pants because, you know, when something's missing, you're like, okay, maybe I took it in my car without realizing it. We looked through both of our cars, all of the appliances, you know, in the washer, dryer, thinking maybe it's in a pocket and it fell out. Look in all the pants in the dirty laundry, couches. Well, the couch has a bed. So pulled out the couch, rambled through all that stuff. Not there. And after 2 hours of literally looking everywhere that we can look, I'm like, you know what? I don't think I looked in the freezer. So he and I are sitting on the couch. He's on his computer looking up how much DVD players cost. And we're getting ready to go to Best Buy. So we put everything back together, put the couch back together. We're sitting side by side on the couch. And that's when I'm like, you know what? I didn't look in the freezer. So go look in the freezer. Of course, it's not there. But when I walk back to him in the exact same spot where I was sitting is the remote. And I picked it up and I was like, dude, where'd you find it? And he just gave me like this dumbfounded look where I realized that he didn't find it. And we both freaked out and then ran outside. So I know for a fact, I've been picking this story apart for 15 years. I know for a fact he didn't find the remote because just until a couple years ago, he would still call me up when he was drunk.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, dude, I just need to know. Are you fucking with me? Did you really find the remote that one day? I'm like, no.
To this day, still calls you and asks you that?
No, the last time he did was probably about 3 years ago. Okay. But he did for like 10 years.
Wow.
And I don't think that's just him keeping this long going prank going.
Right.
So, yeah, so we both freak out and then we calm down and watch Lost. But there's literally no way that remote could come from anywhere else.
It didn't. The couch cushions off.
The couch was completely torn apart, right. And then it was put back, and it's where I was sitting.
Right.
There's no way. So
weird.
He stayed there for a couple more weeks after that. And on the day he moved out, I went to work that day. In the time that he was there, my MP3 player charger, no, it was his MP3 player charger, my electric razor charger, and a cell phone charger all went missing. The day he moved out, I told you he was staying in the, like all his stuff was gone, but all three of those chargers were in a little corner. Bundled up in a little corner in the room.
Really?
Yeah. And I text him. I'm like, hey, why did you leave the stuff here? And he said that room was empty when I left. I know he didn't leave that charger behind because I had to fucking mail that to him. So then for some reason after he left, I had trouble sleeping in my bedroom and I slept on the couch a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't remember waking up, but I would just realize I'm awake and I would always stare at this one upper corner, like up there. I would always like realize I'm awake and just looking in this one corner. I'm like, oh shit, what he was saying was real. The thing that did it for me though, in the Navy, there's one.
You still had questions at this point?
Well, no, I mean, I moved out after this next one.
Okay.
So about once a month, I would have to work a 24-hour shift.
Okay.
So leave at 8, you know, whatever a.m., come back home at 8 a.m. the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also probably snuck naps in, but I'm fucking tired.
Okay.
So I come home, go to sleep on the couch. At 10 a.m., I open my eyes and I see this old man standing facing away from me. And I remember he was wearing like sneakers and those white socks, those athletic socks that go like halfway up,
yeah.
And a red cap, a red like baseball hat. And he's facing away from me. And I'm just, this I can kind of write off as like sleepwalking or something like that.
Right.
But I open my eyes and I see this and, you know, pinch myself, like say to myself, like, oh, maybe I'm sleeping or whatever. Not that. And I'm looking at him for like maybe 7 to 10 seconds. And then he turns his body in this weird way. His feet are still. And even though he's facing away from me, he turns around and like makes eye contact with me. And then takes like 3 steps and disappears. And I'm like, nope, fuck that. I called you. I remember I called you because I had plans to move to Phoenix.
Right.
This was like a week or two. I think I left that same day because it was on a weekend. And I think I came and started looking for places. And I moved 2 weeks early because I wouldn't stay in that apartment anymore. I'm sure I did one or two times, but yeah, I was supposed to move here in mid-January, and that was right after Christmas. Hmm. So that apartment complex was brand new when I moved in. If anyone lived there before me, it was just for a year maybe. I think it was built in like 02, 03, and I moved in. I was there from 04 to 05.
Like, what clothes was he wearing?
Like modern day clothes.
So it was
shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay. How old do you think he was?
Wrinkly? Is that an age?
That's an age.
So 70?
74.
Super old.
Huh. It was built in 02?
Around there, maybe 01.
So probably was. He probably was taking all the chargers because old people love chargers and
electronics.
Electrical cords.
But it's weird
how
that it's all electrical stuff.
Right. That's like the loaf of bread.
Yeah. Old
people like bread.
That made sense. I thought that girl was just, and she was crazy, but I thought that was just nuts until.
It's her
happening. Yeah. And I never even thought about it or pieced it together until then, too.
Like, what else would you say would go missing?
I don't remember. Because because at the time that she told me that, I just dismissed it. I didn't think twice about it. I'm like, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's really weird.
Nobody can debunk that unless they say I'm lying. That's the only way to debunk that. I, for the longest time, still thought my buddy found that remote until I got the drunk dials for 10 years.
No, and there's no way that it was stuck to the cushion.
No. So I think that series of events is my biggest. I have a lot more.
So did it for you?
To contribute, but I saw a lot of stuff too after my surgery when I was on that aircraft carrier. But no, those are my biggest ones.
No, I remember you told me about the remote control. I never knew about people waking up and staring at that corner.
I told all of it to you at one time. Maybe. But
what was it? What was above you?
It was the top corner of a square room.
No, but was there an apartment above you? Were you the top floor?
No, there wasn't. I think it was 3 stories and I was on the bottom.
Okay. So this is the second floor?
Yeah.
So I wonder if something happened in that apartment above you. That's why you kept staring at it.
I don't know.
Did you talk to the staff about it?
No.
Oh, okay. We should look them up. Look up the apartment complex
and say,
hey. Have you reached out to them?
No.
Oh, and say, hey,
do you have any condos reports now?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It went individual?
Yeah.
All right.
So ghosts, definitely something is happening with that.
Oh, yeah. No, there's something else out there. There's something beyond this realm that we can't.
Maybe it's multiverse stuff.
Could be multiverse stuff. You keep listening. We're going to talk about aliens. Time travel?
Hopefully.
Time travel at some point in time, too.
Yeah.
We'll
talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know about next week.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be like before where we announced a week before.
No.
I think we need to do some brainstorming.
Yeah. And we'll just keep going on this voyage. You know, witness more. This has been fun couple weeks so far. We look forward to more fun weeks. And again, you know, keep sending those tweets and those emails. Witness_more on Twitter and witnessmorepodcast@gmail.com.
All right. See ya.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Witness More. If you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation or want to reach out to us, you can tweet us @witness_more or email @witnessmorepodcast@gmail.com.